This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. 18 people, including former U.S. President Donald Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawyer Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted in the southwestern state of Arizona on several criminal charges related to Trump's attempt to overturn his loss in the 2020 election to Democrat Joe Biden. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election have been charged with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. Those 11 people who had been nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors met in Phoenix on December 14, 2020, to sign a certificate saying that they were duly elected and qualified electors and claimed that Trump had carried the state. Biden won Arizona by more than 10,000 votes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After months of tense negotiations in the U.S. Congress, President Biden signed legislation Wednesday providing $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports on what's next.
Urgently needed ammunition and supplies. Soon on their way to Ukraine after months of waiting. U.S. President Joe Biden signing a bill Wednesday sending more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia downplayed the impact the long-awaited weapons will have on the two-year-old conflict. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov saying, all these new batches of weapons, which are probably already ready, will not change the dynamics at the front. The legislation also includes $26 billion in aid to Israel and $8 billion in funding to Taiwan and other Indo-Pacific countries to counter Chinese aggression.